Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about soccer, huh?
Yeah, how are you feeling a few days before the World Cup? Who are you supporting? Who are you supporting this tournament?
Well, I'm supporting the best player in the world.
Ooh, we might have a different opinions in that.
Oh, that's good. That's good for conversation.
Yeah, I'm more of a Real Madrid fan, but I can't admit that Messi is the best player in the world.
Agreed. Okay, so we can agree, definitely. Even if we disagree, that's okay, too, because it's all about opinion. It's all about, you know, conversation. But Ronaldo is a hell of a player. I mean, he's a hell of a player, but he's, you know, they're different types. It's really hard to kind of compare them.
He's more of a fine athletic specimen. Like, it took him years to get to where he is now. And
yes,
a lot of people can relate to that. And Messi's more of a natural talent. And that's where people find the disagreement is, oh, he's the best player because of this, this, and this. You're right. It's completely different styles of players.
They cultivated him, you know. The coaches cultivated him in Argentina when he got to the World Cup, you know, in 06 when he made his debut. And then, you know, he had the red card, you know, not soon after he made that goal against none other than Croatia. How about that, right? And I think they just showed him like this Argentinian way about, you know, taking no prisoners. Because as you know, or you may not know, but in Argentina, you know, soccer is life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
It's the thing that really propels the country. I mean, if they are able to win this World Cup, I mean, that country will be in bliss. Babies will be being made. I mean, they'll be drinking for
weeks. Will be born.
Yeah, the next Messi will be born. you know, actually Maradona will probably be invited back into, you know, the good graces of Argentina. I mean, he always will be a saint, you know what I'm saying, to most of the Argentinians. But,
right. No one will find wrong with him.
He's gotten a little wacky here, you know, the last few years. But, you know, that's what happens when you do drugs most of your life, you know.
Right.
You're not always going to be set right. He's lucky that he's alive, you know. But,
right.
That's a different story, but you know, it's really hard to me to fathom that Argentina, you know, with Lionel Messi, akin to possibly a Pele or a Cruyff, or I'm trying to think of another really great player. Well, obviously Maradona, like they're like the top three, right? Top four. I mean, even Beckenbauer, you know, he's in there. But you know, these guys. They all won World Cups, you know, and Messi doesn't. I mean, it's really hard to see that if he doesn't win it this time, it's going to destroy him, you know, I think, and it's going to destroy the country. I mean, it's just, well, the country, not destroy the country, but I mean, it's just going
to
be good.
I feel like that country's on fritz with its national team. They've been to three major tournament finals and can't seem to get it. They have this extreme collective of 23 players that are like top. You can say their attacking force is like maybe top three in the world at the moment, right? They have no fault in strikers. That you can look at that attack and you can't find a weakness to it. And then in the midfield to help him out, he has a younger version of him, which is Pablo Dybala, who's also kind of there to just kind of. Take over his, they're kind of grooming him to take over his role.
He'll never be Messi, though. That's the whole point, you know.
No, yeah. But he's a great player to help out in that midfield. And once Messi's gone, he'd be a great player to start putting out on the wing. But I think the argument with Argentina is they've never been able to get it together as a team. It's always been a collective group of individuals.
Correct. That's the whole point. They play as stars, and that is a collective team, and you need to have chemistry in a team. You need to be one for all and one for all, like the Three Musketeers. You have to have that type of that cohesiveness. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, you look at some of the teams out there, and that's the thing with this team is that I expect them to get there to the finals, but the road is arduous, as you know. I mean, they'd have to go through Spain, possibly again through their thorn in the side, their nemesis, Germany. I mean, Germany has taken them out of every World Cup since, you know, Maradona won it.
Right.
You know, 90, 06, 2010, and of course 2014 with that stupid goal by Götze. And he's not even Götze, and he's not even playing, which is really, really, really ironic, you know, that these little things, the minutiae, you know what I'm saying? These little pests, yeah. These little gnats or mosquitoes are the ones that are usurping this team. And it's been Germany all along. And, you know, I'm Irish German, but I've always liked the Argentina colors. I had a wife from Argentina, and I had friends from Argentina growing up. I worked in a guy's kitchen who was an Italian guy from Argentina, you know, Italy and Argentinian, you know, nationality. So I've always loved it, you know, that. And, you know, I started really falling in love with the Maradona aspect, you know, obviously too young to really kind of understand it. But when I got into it a little bit more, I'm like, oh, my God, this is the team. This is incredible. This is Maradona, especially I think in my first World Cup, really, with 90. And I'm like, yeah, that's the team. That's the team. You know, these blue colors, you know, this is Maradona. Everybody knew about Maradona. And so you just gravitate. It's kind of like Jordan. Like, oh, my God, everybody likes Jordan. It's Jordan, Jordan, Jordan.
Jordan can't do no wrong, right? Jordan can't
right. do no wrong. When you're growing up, it was Jordan, you know. It was Michael Jordan. I'm a little bit older than you, you know. So it's Jordan. You know, that's what it was.
For me, it's LeBron. But
right.
That's a completely different discussion people could get into, but
oh my God, yeah. I'm just gonna say for that, just my two cents on that is that LeBron could never be Jordan because of the way they played back then. You know, when you had the bad boys.
Yeah. Jordan developed what was a killer instinct. It was killed or be killed back when he was playing.
Yes, and you got your ass beat. I mean, they beat you up, not these ticky-ticky fouls and so far. I mean, look at LeBron, dude. If LeBron played back then, man, they would beat the hell out of him, even though he's 6'8 and nothing but muscle. They would beat that hell out of LeBron. You know, Patrick Ewing would just be jabbing him left to right. Shaq would knock the piss out of him. Yeah.
Right. I think I was talking to a friend of mine too. I'm like, I don't think Draymond Green could play back in the 90s either.
No.
His mouth would get him in a lot of trouble.
Rodman would knock the piss out of him, please. You know, these guys are pansies compared to, you know, the real players. I mean, Curry, oh my God, they'd flatten Curry. I mean, they would stick him every time.
I feel it's just like along with basketball kind of being, you know, kind of gaining the popularity in the 90s,
yes,
was what that needed. It needed that physical aspect because it had to compete with football and hockey, which were really, which to this day are super physical sports. Like in hockey, you can literally just knock someone out if you don't like the way they touched you.
Oh yeah. Well, unfortunately, they don't have that now. You know, I think. Look, nobody wants to condone violence and so forth, but I mean, that's just the way, that's where you grew up. I mean, that's how you grew up, man. You know, that's how I grew up anyway. Look, you know, if someone picked on you, you didn't say, oh, you know, Johnny picked on me or Raphael, you know, he picked on me and so forth. No, you put the gloves on, you kick each other's ass. Now, you know, that's just a way to assert yourself. You know, it's macho. I understand that, but that's what, you know, that's what survivalists have done for thousands of years.
Right,
you know,
killed or be killed.
Right, when Rome was attacking Greece, you know, and so forth and so on. You're like, oh my God, they threw a spear at me. They picked on me. You know,
right.
You know, obviously, it's an extreme point of view. But I mean, look, throughout years and centuries, and you know, that's just how people. It is. It's just the way it is. You know, you handle your business, you do your thing, you try to be polite. But when you know politeness runs out.
When push comes to shove, you gotta shove sometimes.
That's right, man. That's right. And, you know, like, I'm the first one to be very passive and be a pacifist and say, no. You know, hey, man, let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. Let me see where you're coming from. You know, let's be more human about it. You know, I'm the first one to do that. But, look, you know, It's like the old Chinese proverb, you know what I'm saying, about the gnat or about the cockroach. You know, the cockroach comes up onto the, you know, onto the stool and bothers the master, and then he kind of shoos him away, you know. And then he comes again, and he goes, okay, and then he says, all right, go get the hell out of my house, you know. And the next time he comes up, there's splat, you know, that's it. You get your opportunities, man. That's life. That's the circle of life. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Anyway.
Back to the soccer. Beautiful here, yeah.
Football.
Germany's been a real good powerhouse, I believe, ever since they got knocked out of the 2006 World Cup, which is when they started their whole thing of investing more into their national team.
Agree. They you know, it's a bad term, but they call them the Third Reich. You know what I'm saying? They were resurrected in 06. They also cheated in 06 too, those bastards. You know, the goalkeeper pulls out a cheat sheet on, you know, on penalties on how they're going to kick. That bullshit is not allowed. Pardon my French. That is not allowed. I don't know what kind of crap that was. You know what? The goalkeeper could just pull out a little cheat note out of his pocket. I mean, maybe they call it ingenuity, but you know, who am I to say too? Because I mean, obviously, right. Maradona completely cheated with the hand of God. So you know,
which till this day, I don't know how that stands.
It's funny because Maradona said this, and you know, it makes sense. He said soccer's always been, you know, a cheating type of game. You know, people always will find an edge. You know, just like the Patriots will always find an edge. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, if you're not cheating, you know, it's what do they say? If you're not cheating, you're not trying to win. You know, it's a terrible precedent to set, but I guess in a way it's truthful, but you know, it's a great event of Wade because, I mean, he's got the hand up there, you know, and he's got his head up there. But, I mean, blatantly pulling out a, you know, a little piece of paper and you know, just saying, okay, Messi's going to go kick left. This is the tendency. It's kind of a cheat. But anyway, you know, that's sour grapes. Germany is just – you're right. They're a powerhouse. They're too good. They're still good. They still got some good players. But, you know, Mueller is not as good. Klose is gone now. I mean, Klose was an assassin. This guy is just incredible, man. And they are, you know, a heavily run machine. I mean, and he demands perfection, Joaquin Lowe. And, you know, and that's just
a very underrated manager, by the way. I don't feel like
he's good, man.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's enough media attention with him. I think it's just because it comes with all the success he's had, right?
Well, I think I'm sorry to interject. I think that's what he, you know, that's what they prefer. They're very low-key. They're machine-like. I mean, they're robots, those guys, man. I mean, they don't move out of place. They never get ahead of themselves. Their weakness, I think, will be their goalkeepers, though. I mean, Ter Stegen, obviously, with Barcelona, and Messi knows them if they are to play Germany again. I mean, it's going to be a long road for Argentina again. But anyway, man, we never got there.
I feel like if you're comparing the two nations between Argentina and Germany, Germany stacks up a lot better against Argentina. That back line is really unformidable with the likes of Jerome Boateng, Matt Hummels. You got the young one, Joshua Kimmich, who's also had an incredible season over at Dortmund. They're calling him the new Philip Lamb.
And that team goes as Cruz goes. So if Cruz is playing up to his, you know, up to his stuff, as they say, then they're going to be tough. And, you know, a lot of people predicting Germany, Brazil for the final. I don't know if Brazil, Tite has got them running, man. They're running like a machine too. They've got the Jogo Bonito back in the philosophy, but Neymar, put those demons to rest. I mean, he's hurt again. Is he 100%? No, he's not 100%. You know who is 100% though? Messi's 100%.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like time's about to expire here, but it was a great to have a conversation with you this morning.
You too, man.
I don't know if I could save you as a contact or something, but you know, any other time you're willing to talk, I'm usually always on waiting for someone.
Me too, man. I'm figuring this whole thing out. I have, you know, I've put like three episodes together in one, which I thought was just three individual episodes. I'm just real. I just have five or six podcasts myself, five now, I think. And I'm just trying to figure it out myself. You know, I'm not so technologically sound. So I'm just learning myself and trying to figure it out. And, you know, it's a pleasure. And yeah, I think you just got to favor it. You publish it because you're hosting, right? And you, I think, yeah. And then you just publish it and we